Hello and welcome back to Kenny the Sports Guys podcast. I'm your host Kenny Severo, and today I will be focusing on the curse of the small market team known as the Tampa Bay Rays. The Rays, like the Miami Marlins, are in Florida, where it's considered to be a state that doesn't support their local professional sports teams. The Rays have enjoyed some success in their 22 years in Major League Baseball, most recently in 2020 when they made it to the World Series during the pandemic-shortened season. So why is a team who has recent success trading away their best players? The answer to this and so much more is next. To begin this episode, we have to go back in time, to the 1960s actually. Former civic leader and Tampa Bay Times publisher Jack Lake first suggested to have an MLB team in St. Petersburg, Florida. With his determination, other local leaders started to promise a MLB team in the 1980s and 1990s. Teams like the Minnesota Twins, Chicago White Sox, Texas Rangers, and the Seattle Mariners, at some point during their respective histories, they wanted to relocate to Tampa, but it never came to fruition. During this time, the Florida Suncoast Dome, now known as Tropicana Field, was being built, hoping that Tampa would be granted an expansion team. In 1992, San Francisco Giants owner Bob Lowe agreed in principle to sell the Giants to Tampa Bay, based on a group led by Vince Namoli, who wanted to move the Giants to Tampa. Sadly, at the last minute, MLB nixed the move and, because of pressure from San Francisco officials, the deal was nixed. Finally, on March 5th, 1995, new expansion franchise was awarded to Tampa Bay, and games will be played in 1998. And just like that, the Tampa Bay Devil Rays were born. The dark slash light years. The first 10 seasons for the Rays was dark. Very, very dark. During their first 10 seasons, the Devil Rays didn't register a winning record. This is the first time an expansion team started its first 10 years of existence without a winning record. In 2002, the Rays had their worst season in franchise history, going 55-106. Coaches like Lou Piniella couldn't even fix his team. They were that pathetic. Then in 2008, something funny happened. After the 2007 season, the Rays announced that they would be dropping the word devil and go as the Tampa Bay Rays. In 2008, the Rays had their best season ever in winning 96 games and winning their first division title in franchise history. They beat the White Sox in the ALDS, won against the Red Sox in the ALCS in 7 games. It was off to the first World Series in franchise history. Sadly, they ran into a buzzsaw in the Philadelphia Phillies, losing the World Series 4-1. The Rays' Cinderella run was thanks in part to Joe Madden, who was hired by the Rays at the end of the 2007 season. Joe Madden won the Manager of the Year award in 2008, and the offense was being led by third baseman Evan Longoria. This kicked off a golden age for the Rays. From 2008 through 2020, the Rays made it to the postseason 6 times, making it to another World Series in 2020, losing to the eventual champion, LA Dodgers. The small market problem. With all of their successes, the Rays were a small market team. As recently as 2020, the Rays are worth $1.5 billion, according to Forbes magazine. They are ranked 28th in MLB and franchise value. As for their payroll, according to sportsnews.com, the Rays payroll in 2020, $28.3 million. Just ahead of the Pittsburgh Pirates and Baltimore Orioles. The highest paid player on the Rays is outfielder Kevin Kiermaier, who is the longest tenure Ray going on 8 years with the team. Like the Miami Marlins, which I did an episode on, you should really check that episode out. The Rays are cursed with a financial curse, meaning they can't sign the big name players to long-term deals. Well, relatively speaking, case in point, and most recently, Blake Snell, perhaps the best pitcher the Rays had since the days of David Price. Snell was rewarded for a 5-year, $50 million contract extension before the 2019 season. The previous year, he had won the American League Cy Young Award. All is well with the Rays, right? Well, no. As I previously alluded to earlier, the Rays made it to the postseason as Snell was pitching lights out in the series. However, it was Game 6 of the World Series that could have changed the trajectory of Snell's career. In the 6th inning, Rays manager Kevin Cash curiously took out his ace when the Rays were up 1-0. You already know what happens next. Dodgers scored and won the World Series. I still believe, to this day, that move was the beginning of the end for Snell's career in Tampa Bay. This has been happening for the Rays for a very long time now. Players like Carl Crawford, Evan Longoria, David Price, and Blake Snell all donned the Rays uniform and had success with the franchise. However, this is where the curse of the small market team lies. Franchise players leaving the team where the Rays are on the brink of success. The Rays had the potential to be a dynasty and winning championships. However, being a small market team, you are bound to have financial issues. The Rays have that, as not only they are dealing with that problem, they're also dealing with stadium issues. As you already know, the Rays play at Tropicana Field, where the stadium is inadequate at best. First, they play in the only fixed dome stadium in the league, making it difficult for players to track fly balls because of the roof being the color of white. Also, the catwalks inside the stadium actually is in play, meaning that if a ball hits one of the rings in the catwalk, it's going to be either a foul ball or a fair ball, which can be confusing at times. Second, the Rays have attendance issues. As of 2019, 2020 doesn't count due to no one being in attendance due to the pandemic season. The Rays had 1,178,735 fans in the stands, 29th in Major League Baseball. The 30th team, Miami Marlins, were only 811,302 fans in the stands. On average, in 2019, the Rays averaged 14,734 fans per game, 29th in the league. Let me shout this from the mountaintops. Sports in Florida does not work. Successful teams like the Dolphins and even the Miami Heat have problems with attendance, and they have been successful this past seasons. Like I said before, and I say it again, Florida is the worst place to put a sports team. There are literally 1,000 things to do other than going to a sporting event in this state. 1,000. Despite stadium issues, despite financial issues, and despite attendance issues, the Rays have been successful this past decade. However, this constant rebuilding and trading away their best players for prospects can get a little bit frustrating. Tampa is not an ideal place to put a baseball team, but the Rays somehow manage it. It seems like every year they always match up with the big boys like the New York Yankees, Los Angeles Dodgers, Boston Red Sox, and all of these other rich teams. They just do it with bare bones operations. Like, it's just incredible how ownership and the general manager of this team manages to scout all the talent and somehow be successful every single year. I mean, the Rays have problems like every other team in the league, but there is something special about this team. Like, they just do it. Like, they just play the game of baseball the right way, you know? Like, Kevin Cash has done a marvelous job of managing this team. However, I would never forgive him for actually making that move of pulling Snell in Game 6 of the World Series in 2020. That was just unforgivable for me. The Rays had a chance to take it to 7 games to beat a Dodgers team that spends money more like the New York Yankees. But I guess it wasn't meant to be, and the Rays lost the series. I just wish that the organization can get more support for this team. They really do deserve it. I mean, this team has a very, very bright future, and I wish them nothing but success, and hopefully that one day they will make it to the World Series, which I predict that they will in a couple years, and they will probably win the championship. Well, folks, that is my episode on the Tampa Bay Rays. For more content, head on over to my social media pages on Twitter at Kenny_Sports. Again, at Kenny_Sports. And on Instagram at KennyTheSportsGuy. Again, on Instagram at KennyTheSportsGuy. For more episodes, I am on Anchor FM, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and Apple Podcasts. Until the next episode, see ya, and I hope you stay safe and healthy.